The Kansas delegation to the U.S. House came together to support passage of legislation saving the state an estimated $41 million by recalibrating interest on water storage contracts at Milford and Perry Lakes. And this action mirrored steps taken in 2022 to amend the interest calculations for El Dorado Lake. The switch from compound interest to simple interest would reduce interest obligations and costs for municipalities, industries, and water supply districts who rely on the federal reservoirs. Governor Kelly and the Kansas Water Office asked the Kansas Congressional Delegation to include the interest calculation relative to Perry and Milford Lakes in the 2024 Water Resources Development Act. The House was reluctant to add the earmark. However, Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas intervened on the Senate side to make certain it was included in the compromise version of the bill. Kansas Representative Sharice Davids said this is a big win for Kansas taxpayers and our future water security, as it will not only save our state $41 million, money that can be reinvested into our communities, but also helps ensure farmers and ranchers have the resources that they need to be successful. U.S. Representatives Tracy Mann, Ron Estes, and Jake LaTurner, all Kansas Republicans, voted for the bill that cleared the House 399-18, and the bill must receive final approval of the U.S. Senate before it's sent to President Biden. Representative Mann urged House colleagues to support the reservoir provision. He said the measure further benefited the state because it included authorization of a study on replenishing the Ogallala Aquifer and to support a levee project in Manhattan. The Kansas Supreme Court has created an ad hoc committee to advise the court and help implement recommended changes in pretrial supervision and detention practices. The Ad Hoc Criminal Pretrial Practices and Procedures Advisory Committee will implement recommendations made in late 2020 by the Ad Hoc Pretrial Justice Task Force. The task force, created in 2018, examined pretrial detention practices for criminal defendants in Kansas district courts, and it also explored alternatives to pretrial detention used to ensure public safety and encourage the accused to appear for court proceedings. Chief Judge Karen Arnold Berger with the Kansas Court of Appeals chaired the task force and will serve in the same role for the committee. The task force report cited studies that showed pretrial detention can be devastating for defendants, and Americans who answered surveys on the topic said they believe the current system unjustly discriminates against the poor and deprives them of their liberties. Judge Arnold Berger said low-income and poor Kansans risk losing their jobs, homes, and families if they cannot afford bail or a bond, so they must consider other options that respect defendants' freedom and financial situation while also upholding public safety and ensuring that they show up for court. Promoting good sportsmanship at all Kansas State High School Activities Association events continues to be a priority for the KSHSAA and its member schools, with maintaining focus on the student-athlete remaining an important focus as participation in the interscholastic activity program teaches important life lessons and holds the students accountable to academic, attendance, and behavior standards. Starting with this basketball season, the KSHSAA is recognizing a league sportsmanship champion, which is inclusive of the girls and boys teams, including players and coaches, spirit squads, pet bands, and spectators. Based on regular season basketball contests as evaluated by the adopted sportsmanship rubric, and each high school league conference champion will be awarded a championship trophy. Since 1970, the KSHSAA has awarded state basketball sportsmanship awards for those schools that met a qualified mark after participating in the state tournament. However, the KSHSAA is taking a necessary step to put more emphasis on sportsmanship year-round for every school, not just those that qualify for the state tournament. The new KSHSAA League Sportsmanship Award will be able to influence more students and school communities, as the award allows each league or conference to identify a KSHSAA Basketball Sportsmanship League or Conference Champion. And as the basketball regular season concludes, member schools will select their league sportsmanship champion. There are currently 38 leagues within the KSHSAA membership. Following the implementation during this basketball season, the board will evaluate the impact of the award and consider possible changes and/or expansion prior to the 2025-2026 school year. In Nebraska news, an Aurora man charged with trying to entice an undercover Grand Island police officer he thought was a 13-year-old girl has taken a plea deal. 54-year-old James Wirt pled no contest to two counts of child enticement by electronic communication device and one count of attempted use of an electronic communication device to commit sexual assault, and in exchange for his plea, additional enticement charges were dismissed. According to the arrest affidavit, on July 3rd, Wirt began messaging the Facebook profile of an undercover Grand Island police officer he thought was a 13-year-old girl. The affidavit said between then and Thursday, July 4th, Wirt sent the officer nude photos and videos of himself and tried to get the assumed minor girl to have sex with him. The affidavit said Wirt later arrived at a designated pickup area listed in court records as Spin City Laundry on Eddy Street and was arrested by Grand Island Police. Wirt is set to appear in Hall County District Court for sentencing at 11 a.m. on February 4th. Two Grand Island teens, Easton N. F. Oldson and Caden Fieldgrove, both 18, have been charged as adults in Hall County Court with burglary and attempted burglary of two local vape shops in Grand Island last weekend. According to the arrest affidavit, just before 2 a.m. on Sunday, Grand Island police responded to a burglary alarm at VIP Smoke Shop on Locust Street. And when officers arrived, they observed a glass door on the northwest side of the shop and at the main entrance shattered. The affidavit said Inna Voltson was seen on surveillance video breaking the glass doors with the cinder block and taking four items of value, and the investigation determined Fieldgrove was also involved in the burglaries. Just after 3 a.m. on Sunday, officers responded to another alarm call at Chasing Clouds Vape Shop on Deers Avenue, where a two-pane window was found to have been broken. The Grand Island Police Department said officers later contacted Inna Voltson, who was wearing the same clothing he was seen wearing on surveillance footage from the VIP Smoke Shop burglary, and he was then arrested and booked into the Hall County Jail. And the affidavit said Fieldgrove was determined to be the person who drove to each of the burglary locations. On Monday, a judge set both of their bonds at $25,000, 10% of which they would need to post to be released from jail. Their next court dates are set for January 16th. Hayes Police Chief Don Schleiber reported that on Friday, police were contacted by High Plains Mental Health Center staff at about 9 a.m. on where the staff said a 20-year-old man was in crisis and he had become physical with his father. Schleiber said the man left the building but returned and began banging on the door. And when officers arrived on the scene, the staff told them the man had a knife and he said he wanted to commit suicide by cop. When the officers tried to approach the man, he pulled a knife on the officers, and initially the man would not comply with the officers. The officers attempted to de-escalate the situation, and the man dropped the knife and ran from the scene. After a brief foot chase, the man was taken into custody. He was arrested on charges of domestic battery, aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, and interference with a law enforcement officer. The man was referred for a mental health evaluation and treatment, and his name has not been released because of his mental health status. Schleiber praised the officers for their actions to disarm the suspect peacefully, saying he's glad that it worked out okay and he's grateful for the officers' professionalism. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt released the annual overview of the health insurance market in Kansas, and this report details the 2025 Kansas Health Insurance Market Marketplace. Open enrollment is an opportunity for Kansans to make decisions about their health insurance coverage when you can stay on your current policy, if available, or enroll in a different policy from the same company or a different company. Schmidt said it's important for Kansans to make informed decisions when deciding which coverage is best for them and their families, and the Kansas Department of Insurance is ready to provide information and assist. The open enrollment period for Kansans will be from November 1st until January 15th. Kansans who would like to start their health insurance coverage effective January 1st must enroll by tomorrow, Saturday, December 15th, by Sunday, December 15th, and health insurance purchased on the marketplace between December 16th and January 15th will not begin coverage until February 1st. For more information on the 2025 Kansas Health Insurance Marketplace and open enrollment, you can visit the department's website at insurance.kansas.gov/health-life. 2024 will mark the 33rd anniversary of Worcester Reef Company donating Maine reefs to adorn the headstones of our nation's veterans at Arlington National Cemetery. And in addition to reefs destined for Virginia, Worcester Reef will again donate 8 ceremonial reefs to over 1,200 state, national, and local cemeteries across the country, including in Kansas. The annual Wreaths Across America ceremony at the Kansas Veterans Cemetery at Waukene will be held tomorrow, Saturday, December 14th at 11 a.m., where 8 ceremonial wreaths will be placed to remember those who gave their lives in service for our country. Specially made wreaths for Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Merchant Marines, Space Force, and POW/MIA will be placed as memorials during the ceremony, and all of these specially made wreaths are donated by Wooster Reef Company in Harrington, Maine. Family members will be given the opportunity following the ceremony to place a wreath on their loved one's grave, and if family members are unable to attend, the American Legion Riders and other volunteers will place the wreaths on those graves. The full story about the wreaths can be seen and heard online at the Wreaths Across America website at wreathsacrossamerica.com, where you can also get information on donations.